You know, I always say this, like when I go up against, you know, he's a good friend, obviously. You know, we've created a cool little bond, texting back and forth here and there, all those things, especially when Ole headed that way, you know, talking back and forth and those things, just trying to help him out as much as I could. But, you know, I think, you know, whenever I play against a friend or someone who's the other quarterback, it's a good thing I don't play against them. Because if I played defense, it wouldn't help, you know. I'm better off helping us on the offense side of the ball. So it's not me literally playing against them, you know, but, you know, being able to see him out there and watch him play will be fun, but this will be the one time I don't root for him.
When you're going up against the quarterback that was drafted ahead of you, do you kind of keep a little extra tabs on him, and is there a little bit of a competitiveness with them not playing against them, but just kind of in comparing what you guys do?
You're always grouped in that little group, like with Teddy, with Johnny, you know, Blake, myself, Jimmy. You know, you think about all those guys that were in that class, and that'll always be forever. And, you know, it's always something that, like, people, when you think of your class, you always remember those guys. But, like, as I've been playing through the years and those kind of things, you don't really think about it, you know, because it's so far removed. You know, at the time, like, right when it happens, you're like, man, I can't wait for that, and, you know, all that. Once you get past it, man, it doesn't even matter, man. You're just trying to win football games, to be honest.
Late in the first half, you guys wound up spiking the ball 1 second, probably a little closer if you wanted to cut it.
Yeah.
But you hit Walford for this pass right down the middle, big yardage. And it's a play we haven't seen that much. I know Clive's been hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
He's been out there all the time. But that play down the middle to the tight end has really not been that evident so far. Is that something the defense has taken away? Is it something we need to do more of?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's a thing that necessarily people have taken away. But again, I think it has to do with Clive coming back healthy. You know, I think it has a, you know, big thing to do with that. You know, now he's going to get more reps. You know, the more reps, more chances, more opportunities, kind of a deal. And, you know, it's always like one of those things, like when we were thinking about why isn't Coop in the end zone and all those kind of things, it's like, you know, that's kind of like a different deal. Teams were playing him a little different and things like that. With Clive, he just was banged up a little bit, you know. So now that he's healthy, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get it to him.
When you look back, you said Sunday after the, you have to look back to why things didn't go well after that first drive.
Yep.
What did you see?
Like the bar that we are supposed to execute at all times, at every position, we didn't hit. You know, whatever it was, whether it was footwork, whether it was our eyes, whether it was like a mental deal, you know, not seeing it right. You know, from the top down, it was just, it's like we took turns, you know. And, you know, we know we're better than that. And, you know, it's like when you lose a game like that, as soon as we were done on that podium session, I would have put my pads on and played the next game. You know, it's like, can't wait to get that taste out of your mouth, but it just, we all took turns, man, and you know, you learn from it. You have to learn from it. If you don't, then we're going to stay the same. And you know, I thought we had really good meetings yesterday about it, and really grew from it. So it was tough, but you got to watch it. You got to, you know, take the lumps and just try and learn from it.
When you were Nick's starting quarterback, I assume it was DA was the first person that told you.
Yes.
What was the first thing Greg Olson
said? So I remember I was at church, and I got done. Ole texted me, actually. He said, hey, Coach Allen wants to talk to you. And I honestly thought that, you know, who knows what this conversation is going to be like, because we had Shab, you know. And so I go in there. He says, are you ready to be a starter? I was like, yeah, of course. You know, sweet. I go to Ole's office, and he just says, all right, this is the third down package they have. He just straight into it, you know. He's, of course, congratulations and all that, but let's work, you know. And from that moment on, I really use my time with Ole just to learn, man. He knows, he's up there when it comes to quarterback knowledge. You know, he's really second to none, man. He knows what he's doing. And, you know, I just try to pick his brain and learn as much as I could with our time together. But I owe him a lot of credit.
There's a lot of talk about how the first year was rough in terms of win-loss record, that you made progress, and that mostly you stayed healthy. And
yeah.
And they kept you protected. And how much of that, I know your brother had something to do with that, reminding you, you know, how to stay, keep yourself healthy, but how much did Ole have to do with making sure that you were upright and healthy every week?
That's his biggest thing, is limiting hits on quarterbacks, you know. And I think that Ole does such a great job of that. He puts a lot on the quarterback to know protections, to know their blitz schemes, to know, you know, what they're doing. And a lot of that has to do with knowing where to go with the football also. You know, because if you don't know and you're holding on to it, that extra half second, you're going to get hit. So he just does such a good job all around with quarterbacks, that just teach you how to get the ball out of your hands, how to check to certain things, to take a hit off, and all those kind of things. And just, you know, I think that, you know, he's probably, you know, one of the best at doing that. He really is.
Del Rio's heading back to Jacksonville for his first head
coaching
job. You noticed any extra, little extra fire in his eyes or anything this week? Or
to be honest, I haven't, because like when you said that, it kind of just finally hit me. Like, yeah, he used to coach there. You know, I always think of him at Denver, you know, because he was the defense coordinator. But yeah, no, I haven't seen anything different. We'll see if he comes out in pads today for practice, but I don't expect that. You know, I think he'll be all right.
What's the difference between Cooper Kupp and Cooper Kupp? Big production within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. To me, I think that the last couple of weeks have been his best practice weeks, and I'm a big believer in, you've got to go out to practice and treat it like the game. You know, you can't go out there and jog. You can't go out there and do those things. And not saying that he was doing those things. It just happened that, for whatever reason, he's making these crazy plays in practice, and it's happening in the games. And you could also tell, like, we talked about the sideline deal. He worked extremely hard at that. And then you see him making, you know, like 2, 3, 4 catches on the sideline over and over again, keeping those feet in, dragging the foot and all those things. So I think he just – I don't know, you know, when you get into that second year, things just start clicking, you know, things just in your head and, you know, out there on the field, and I think that he's, you know, figuring it out.
That first half, when he's just dying, what's going on, and are you looking, when he starts making all those catches, you start looking for him more, or how's that, or is the pressure taking there?
No, I got to be honest, I went to check the score and the timeouts and the clock for situations. I look up at one moment, and I just saw that he had, like, over 100 yards already, and I didn't even know. Like, it's one of those things, like, completely honest, I did not have a clue that he had that many yards and catches already. And, it's just one of those things, man, when someone's hot, it just, the ball seems to find them. You know, like when Crabb was hot, you know, in Baltimore, for whatever reason, the ball finds him, you know. I'm not locking in on him. You know, I'm not saying I'm not looking right or left. You know, it just happens that way.
You guys have gotten sparked a few times out from Jalen in the return game. What does that mean to kind of like that?
Whenever you're standing there as an offense and you see the return go past you, that's always a good feeling. You know, you always want to run up to the return. You know, that is always just it's just a good feeling, knowing that, okay, yeah, we're going out to the 50, or we're going out to the 40, you know, those kind of things. I always tell him, too, if he ever gets to the 5, to go down, and I'll throw it to him. So.
I guess the other side of the Cooper question is, he had one catch in the second half. Is that something you don't realize also? You don't realize that he's not getting the ball enough in the second half? Or?
Yeah, I definitely don't. That's, like, better question for, like, the coach, because, like, I honestly really don't, because, like, I'm – thinking the situation, you know, I'm thinking about so many things. I know that they're playing different coverages to him. You know, I know that they changed it up. You know, I know that they were trying to do different things, but it's not like something I'm like, oh, he had 9 and now he only has 1. I didn't even think about it.
Derek, talk to Jack a little bit about it. I know it's a couple days before you even get on the plane to go to Florida, but you're going to be there for 10 days.
Yeah.
Opportunity really kind of like a training camp situation. You guys can kind of come back together and get things going again?
I think it's going to be great. I really do. I think it's going to be a really good thing just to be out, you know, somewhere different with everybody, you know. You know, obviously, you know, some people's families will be there and those kind of things, which is a must, man. You got to have your family. My family will be there, you know. You'll be together. But when you get those times at the hotel, you know, to be around each other, to eat every meal together, do those things, I think it's nothing but good things. You know, whenever you can spend as much time around each other as possible, I think it's really good.